Okay, we've been talking about the prayer of faith. We're still on the prayer of faith, and we're not repeating any ground, but there's a lot of facets to this, and it's all good. Now tonight, what I'd like to do is have a little review. I just felt like, you know, the Lord just wanted me to kind of let you participate a little bit tonight. So I thought, well, I'll just call it people on random. No, I'm not really going to do that. I just want to have a little adrenaline rush there so that everybody be fully awake here. Yeah, wake them up here. But I think it's good sometimes just to think about what we've covered, you know, ask a few questions. And it helps me a little bit, too, to see how we're doing. Okay, our text is Mark 11, 23, 4, and 5. If you want to turn to that right now. Jesus said, Mark 11, 24, he says, "Therefore, I say unto you." Now, this is prayer. This is how you obtain something from God. This is Jesus' instructions himself. He says, "Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire." Okay, we got your attention now. We all desire things, all right? "What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe, and you shall have them." Okay, so let's just have a little review here. First of all, what are the six steps to answered prayer, the prayer of petition, just by way of review? I won't ask questions on this. I'll just go over it real quickly. First, you need to decide what you want. Okay, that seems so obvious, but you have to decide. You'd be surprised how many people are kind of believing for something, but they don't really, they just kind of in a general way pray. They're never really specific with God what they want. You know, what I do, and it helps me, if I have something really important that I'm really believing God for, I write it down, you know, and that's just my own way, but that helps me because, you know, after a period of time, sometimes the enemy comes at you and says, "You don't think you're going to get this. You didn't even pray about this. You think you did, but you didn't really pray that way." He tries to confuse you about what I prayed on, just what I asked, how I asked God, and confusion starts to come in, and my faith starts to waver. So I just write it down. Now, that's what I do. In fact, I just printed it out tonight. This is my current prayer list that I have. And on here I have, you know, the thing I desire. This is just the way I do it. I'm not saying you have to do it this way. The scripture I'm standing on. The date I believe I receive, which is the date I pray. And then the manifestation date. Now, you can do it any way you want. But it helps me because, you know, I can always go back to that. And then after I pray the prayer, I can go back over it between the time I pray and the time the manifestation comes and thank God for this. You know? When the old enemy tries to bring that doubt in there and say, "You don't really believe," say, "Yes, I do. In fact, I'm going to thank God for it right now." What does it say? Philippians 4, 6? "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by" what? "Prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God." So once you pray, then the thanksgiving starts. You begin to thank God for the answer. On the prayer of faith, you don't pray it over and over for the same thing. Now, other prayers, intercessions, different. We're talking about the prayer of faith now. And we're going to get into some of these other kinds of prayer later on. But for the prayer of faith, you pray once. Because why? If you believe you receive when you pray, what's the point of praying again? You see that? If you believe you receive when you pray, you don't need to pray again. So anyway, then we find the promise in God's Word that promises the thing you desire. That's how only way you can believe you receive when you pray, unless if you have to find out if it's God's will first, okay? And His Word tells what His will is. Healing is always His will. Amen. Financial prosperity is always His will, if you're a giver. I mean, it's always His will, but sometimes He can't do what He wants to do, simply because we haven't obeyed the Word. So find the promise in God's Word that promises the thing you desire. And I write that down too. Then meditate on the promises until you're sure that you can believe you receive when you pray. You won't always be able to believe right away. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It takes a little while sometimes to get that thing down from our head into our heart so that we can truly believe we receive when we pray. There's no sense praying before you can believe you're going to receive. That's why it's called the prayer of faith. 4, get rid of any blockage. If there's anything in the way, now we're going to talk about, the Lord's dealing with me about blockages right now. I'm not quite ready to teach that yet, but it's coming pretty soon. Because, you know, some people are saying, "Well, I'm doing these things, you know, how come?" Well, let's go over some of these. We haven't covered all of this yet, you know. There's blockages. There's things that can block God's answer to prayer. It's not that He doesn't want to, but sometimes there's some things And I've had a lot of personal experience with things that I've messed up that I thought I was believing in faith, that there was something maybe I had to get straightened out with some, a brother or something like that, maybe unforgiveness or something. Okay? Then pray. Then number five, pray, believing you receive at the instant you pray. Okay? And then until the manifestations comes, see that every thought, word, and action reinforces the fact that you believed you received when you prayed. All right. Now, the quiz. Here we go. All right. These are just kind of some of the things that will summarize what we've covered so far. So let's just, anybody, you know, just raise your hand. Who do we pray the prayer of faith for? Who's it for? Anybody want to venture? Go ahead. Yourself, primarily. Right. See, you can't control what someone else believes. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive it and you shall have it. See, this is for you. You can only pray and believe you receive when you pray for yourself, primarily. Okay, there are a couple of exceptions and I'll cover that, but primarily this is a prayer for yourself. When you're praying for someone else, that's intercession. Intercession wouldn't be needed if you could pray the prayer of faith for someone else. Okay, the only reason there's another term here is because other people, when you're praying for them, you can't control how they believe. You can't control their confession. You can't believe you receive when you pray for them. Okay? Now, there's an exception. When you're a parent, your children are accepted. Anything you have authority over, you can believe you receive when you pray. Your children, your small children, when they get up to the age of reason and they're old enough to, they've had enough word to act on their own, then they need to act on their faith. But when they're small, you can believe, you can pray the prayer of faith for your children, okay? Because you have authority over them. Also, baby Christians, someone that just comes in, they don't know anything about the Word. They've not been taught the Word, they haven't heard the Word, they're brand new Christians. And they may need some help. You can pray the prayer of faith for the baby Christian. But as soon as they hear the Word, God is, okay? All right, so it's primarily for yourself and your small children. When are you to believe you receive? When you pray. Now everybody said that. Good. All right. When are you going to actually receive the thing you desire? Anybody want to tackle that one? What's that? That's true. But it's certainly going to be after you pray and you believe you receive, right? It's going to be after that. Now, if you pray the prayer of faith six times, Smith Wigglesworth said you prayed at least five times in unbelief. Okay, and you can add at least five times, because maybe the sixth time wasn't believing either. All right. So you're going to believe you receive the thing you desire. You're going to actually receive the thing after you actually believe you receive. And you can sum it up this way. You have to believe you've got it before you get it. Got it? I mean, that's just about it. You have to believe you've got it before you get it. Got it. All right. What do you do between the time you pray and the time the manifestation occurs? Manifestation meaning the answer, actually in the natural realm here. Thank God for the answer. What'd you say, sir? Thank God for it. That's right. Anything else? Continue to confess that you have it. In other words, let every thought, word, and deed reinforce the fact that you believed you received when you prayed. You know, really, you know, there's an old saying. It says, you know, what does it say? What you do speaks to so loud I can't hear what you say. Mm-hmm. Or something to that effect. In other words, anybody can talk a good game. It's what we do that's important, though. It's easy to say, well, I believe, but how does God know you believe? It's what you do, right? So if you really believe you receive when you pray, let every thought, word, and action reinforce that after that until the manifestation occurs. Now, that's why I say before you start actual pray, make sure that you believe. Make sure that you've meditated on the Word enough so that when you do pray, you can truly believe that that's settled, it's settled when you pray. All right? It's important because if you don't, later on, you're going to have a struggle during the time between the time you pray and the manifestation occurs. For example, I hear people saying all the time, it's so hard. I have such a hard time watching my confession. You know, I've prayed, and it seems like my confession. And I used to always nod and say, yeah, it really is hard. But you know what? That's not right. If you truly believe you receive when you pray, your confession isn't that difficult. For example, I thought of that. I was meditating on this the other day, and I thought, it's sort of like Marianne, you know. I love Marianne. All right? I don't have to worry about saying I hate Marianne. It's not going to come out. It's not some confession that I have to watch very carefully to make sure I say, I don't want to say I hate Marianne. I really don't want to say that. I'm not going to say that because I truly believe I love her. And it's the same way with this thing. If you truly believe you receive when you pray, the confession part won't be that hard. Once you get it down in your heart and you really believe it, you're going to say what you believe. It's going to come out of your mouth. It's only when you're struggling with belief, like Dr. Hicks said, faith never struggles. We're going to have a little teaching some night on the faith never struggles versus fighting the good fight of faith. It almost sounds like a contradiction there, doesn't it? But there's not. We'll talk about that sometime. All right. In what realm is the thing you desire before you pray? What, honey? Our spiritual realm. All right? Remember we had the teaching one night of everything, what things are ours, everything's existing in the spirit realm, the table's all laid out, God's promises in His Word, but it's not here where I can grab it yet. It's in the spiritual realm. It's true, okay? But prayer brings it from the spiritual realm into the natural realm where we can use it. And I had the little diagram showing the spiritual realm, and faith went forth, and it creates pressure in the spiritual realm that pushes the thing finally into the natural realm. That's the best way I can explain it. All right, so in what realm is the thing you desire after you pray? That's a trick a little bit. It's still in the spiritual realm until it's manifested, okay? And when it's manifested, it's in the what realm?
Natural.
The natural realm, right. What is available in this first realm, which is the spiritual realm? What is there for us? What can we have in there? Anything. Let's qualify that a little bit. But remember, we had to find the promise somewhere too, didn't we? What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them. It's true. What things soever you desire that you can believe you receive when you pray. Let's put it that way. Okay, it's true. But when you say what things soever you desire that you can believe you receive when you pray, that cuts down the number of things a little bit there. Because the only things you can believe you receive when you pray are the things in God's Word. So if you desire something that's not promised in God's Word, you're going to have a tough time believing you receive when you pray, because you're not going to know for sure. Now, God's Word encompasses what's in this Bible. It also could cover a special revelation to you. For example, you know, say you don't know whether to make a certain move or change of job or something. You're not going to find that in Mark or some Luke, you know. You're going to have to search God. You're going to have to ask Him for His will. But once He's told you what His will is for that situation, then you can pray in faith. You can always pray and believe you receive when you pray in line with God's revealed will in His Word or as a special revelation to you. Okay? What transfers or pushes the thing you desire from one realm into the other? What brings it from that spiritual realm into the physical realm? What's the thing that builds the pressure up in that? Your faith. Faith. Faith is the thing that causes it to come to pass. That's the thing. Faith is the substance of the thing you're hoping for. The evidence of things not yet seen. Okay? If I'm not sure of God's will, can I pray, if it be thy will? Now remember, we're talking about the prayer of faith here. Okay. Anybody want to?
You can pray, but it's not the prayer of faith.
That's exactly what I got down. Sure, you can pray it, but it won't work. Exactly right. See, the thing is, the only time you tack an if it be thy will on it, it's like Jesus, when Jesus did it in the garden, right? But He wasn't praying the prayer of faith there, was He? He was praying a prayer of, anybody know? Consecration or dedication. Then you can pray if it be thy will. Like if you just completely submit yourself to the Father's will. Say, Father, I give my life to you, every bit of it. I hold nothing back. If you want me to go to China and preach the word, I will. If it be thy will. So you don't know. He might want, but what you're doing is you're giving your Heavenly Father perfect permission to do anything in your life that He wants to do. And you know, really, we all ought to do that. We all come to the point where we can pray that prayer. Because true happiness and joy really only happens when you're in the center of God's will. God will let you fool around in your own will, His permissive will, if you want to. I mean, God is a gentleman. You know, He won't impinge upon your will. I've got to stop here, okay? Well, we can continue this some other time, but if you like to do it this way, have a question and answer period once in a while, rather than just me up here, kind of, you know, nails down a little bit what we're talking about and lets you have a chance to think and answer some questions too. Okay, I think what we'll do is quit now because we're running out of time, and that we'll just pick this up the next time.